President's Press Conference, March 1st, 1951.
Your evaluation of the Fulbright Plan report?
No comment. I had a very pleasant conference here, sir, with Romulo and the ambassador, and Romulo informed me that he was, as soon as he finished his work with the United Nations, he was going to the Philippines. So I'm going to try to help implement the bill of
I didn't know.
was open to agencies and operating without the active support of organized and your time.
The capital funding justice department, it says, usually the congressional powers of the third world have fallen into the bedding of the first world and the other to declare the benefit. How would you build the gap between the Constitution and the Declaration of War and Change on the executive?
Well, now, I advise you to read the history of 1921, December the 10th. I think that will answer your question.
Well,
couldn't you tell me how you prepared? No, I cannot, because I'm not posted with any such permission.
Right. May I ask you one other question?
Sure.
To the same document. It says that debate over the prerogative and power of Congressman and President are attempting to share to bring it instead of the strong power.
That's right.
Do you mean the Congress will not be able to debate strong
power? Oh, no, I don't mind talking about anything they want to. This is the first time they can make any number of speakers they want on the Congress. But that doesn't mean that it's up to the coalition to get the rest of the world.
When you look so long, is congressional participation in the Declaration of War completely out?
No, I didn't say that, no.
You're trying to get a concrete answer from me, and I don't know.
I would not.
I think you might have it.
Tony said you ought to give up.
No, I have no further comments. Now, I'll answer any questions you got on your mind, but then...